the metaphor has become a little bit more clear to me. What it seems like to me is that it seems that instead of having that be voicing criticism or a critique, which is very valid, I think it's valid to say, this is what we perceive is happening, please investigate this. Instead, what we did was, we perceive this happening, and it is happening, so do disciplinary action. It was like, we had the trial, and we were asking for a judgment. And I think we needed to go back one step and say, this is, these are our concerns, please look at them. And that's the step that I don't like, is that it was assuming that everything that we, it was assuming that all these things had actually occurred and we don't have any, you know. So that's my critique, that's my criticism of it, is that we acted on it as if it were, as if it were fact, and presented it that way. And I think we should have presented it as a community board's perception of what was happening, and asking the board of trustees to investigate.
I have 3 points I'm going to touch on yours. Yeah, I believe that the information has been presented to the board of trustees. They're dealing with it, and that I agree that you, and it was like we did have the trial before, you know. But you know, changing our position now, I think we should be careful to make sure that the concerns are still there. So the second point is, you had stated that Eduardo and I didn't want to have you know, a discussion or meeting on this. That's not true, because I offered to suggest a mediated discussion on this at one point. But you said I didn't want to have communication, which is untrue. Also, talking about, you said warnings for and disciplinary action was considered, construed as an attack because it relates to pay and stuff. So one thing I'm worried about is Eduardo got a warning from you over some things that happened on the air at one point, and that has a lot to do with whether he has a voice in the community and a voice on the air. Do you consider that an attack?
No, because there's a stated policy that all programmers are familiar with, and I wasn't attacking, I was doing my job in implementing what the Board of Trustees asked be the consequence for people not signing logs and doing EAS tests and editorializing without using a disclaimer.
Actually, the trustees never discussed the issue of editorializing.
It's a whole different issue.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get is that, that first of all, okay, but there's also, it's the community board's job, I believe, to make sure that there isn't problems at the station, make sure policies being enacted, and make sure that there's fair communication. So the issues go, you know, both ways on this.